Clearwater in southern Michigan. Mid-1800s across the land, a militia unit had been founded long before hostilities began. And no one ever paid too much attention. Clark used Sam to pull his old cab from the depot, taxi people to the inn. A common horse in an ordinary job when the war between the states did begin. One item that was lent to the militia. In early May, the locals shipped out, Coldwater militia leaving home, left behind their land and loved ones to fight in battles yet unknown. A familiar sight from home that eased the longing. Men would soon see heavy fighting at Perrysville, 36 horses lost. At Murfreesboro, the toll was close to 40. At Chickamauga, 50 was the cost. But through it all, a symbol of survival. General Lee surrendered, the fighting over, soldiers going home, return to friends and to loved ones, and two familiar lifestyles they had known. And there, when the boxcar ramp was lowered, was old Sam. Sam didn't wait around to be bridled. He knew that he was on familiar ground, trotting down the street to the stable where his empty stall could still be found, ready to resume his old position. Was old Sam. Several years had passed when Sam's life ended. The veterans felt they owed it to a friend. The law had said no horses in the graveyard. By dark of night, the ordinance would bend under a shallow corner of the graveyard.